Welcome back, everybody. Happy Monday to each and every one of you. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. On Mondays, I've got a fine co-host with me. His name's Matt Rothschild.
Maggie, having fun.
Yes, we are. He is responsible for a fine podcast called Wisconsin Forward. You can find his work at civicmedia.us, also on Apple Pods and Spotify Pods, or wherever you consume your favorite podcasts. I know I love his show. I know I love it when he calls me up to, you know, lose my marbles about something on your pod, which I've done as of late. But we're talking about the Secretary Brendan Carr today on CNBC, effectively saying that the Trump administration is going to attempt to yank CBS's broadcast license. This is hogwash. But what's going on behind the scenes is quite explanatory, has a lot of explanatory power. Here's what's going on. Donald Trump personally sued CBS, claiming that their editing of Kamala Harris's presidential candidate interview, which Donald Trump declined to sit for, was selectively edited in a way that was harmful to Donald Trump. Of course, it was selectively edited. That's what editors do. So says former editor Matt Rothschild. And when you listen to the unedited version, it's not a deceptive cut of the interview. It's just not. It's a completely garbage lawsuit. But here's what's going on. CBS, which is owned by Paramount, is in the midst of merger talks that CBS, because it's owned by Paramount, Paramount is looking to sell itself to another Hollywood studio called Skydance. That acquisition, oh yes, it needs approval from the Trump administration. So the controlling shareholder of Paramount, a woman by the name of Sherry Redstone, she has been saying that she favors a settlement with the Trump administration. Yeah, she's willing to pay the old extortion fee so she can cash in and get even richer herself after she sells her company to this new Hollywood studio. It's just pure extortion, naked greed and self-interest. And in fact, mediation was set to begin last week between Trump and CBS over this very lawsuit. Perhaps the mediation isn't going so well. You think that might create an incentive for Donald Trump to dispatch his lackey, Brendan Carr, to get on CNBC and threaten CBS in a public forum, somehow hearkening to, quote, public interest, which is garbage. And in fact, on April 18th, Paramount's board met and outlined acceptable terms for the CBS lawsuit settlement. Like, they've actually talked about this. So, Matt, is this all just another version of the Donald Trump grift?
It's a shakedown for sure. I mean, Redstone stands to make, you know, $500 million if the thing goes through. And guess who the person is who decides whether the thing goes through or not? Brendan Carr at the FCC.
Right.
So there's just a tremendous leverage that Trump has. He's trying to get as much money out of the settlement as possible. And since she's about to make $500 million, you know, the price of settlement's going up, so... You know, that's what he's going to do. He's going to try to get every last dime out of her before they approve the sale. Or, you know, maybe they're serious. Maybe they will just go full fascist and yank the license.
It's stunning how this has nothing to do with the public interest. I mean, that's the thing that's sort of like completely mind-boggling at a level. Is like Sherry Redstone doesn't care about the public interest. She cares about her pocketbook's interest and $500 million. Brendan Carr doesn't care about the public interest. He cares about appeasing the dictator-in-chief in the Oval Office. It's and here us little guys, us regular people, you know, people may turn on their televisions. No CBS. Right. And how long is that litigation going to take? And how much of a chilling effect does that have on other networks like ABC, NBC, CW, Fox and the like?
And there may be no PBS either.
Oh, yes. Soon to be coming. That's happening. I mean, Voice of America, that has been, maybe they thought they were going back to work today, but it turns out they're not. That's reaching, or used to reach, 350 million people worldwide on a weekly basis, bringing the values of democracy to places that actually have authoritarian, I mean, all of a piece. Let's take some calls here. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We got Paul from Spooner. Say hello to Matt. What would you like to say this afternoon, sir?
It's devastating to hear what's going on in our country. Local lawmakers, why are they not saying anything? Why are they not fighting for us? You know, I've got Tom Tiffany up here in northern Wisconsin that is doing nothing. And then we got Ron Johnson who's going to do nothing. Are they all going to sit and do nothing? What's the midterms going to be like if they're just going to let Donald do this to us? I'm afraid. I'm afraid to go out and protest because one day they might come after me.
First of all, Paul, I want to say this. Don't be afraid to protest. Go out there. There is strength and there is power. When I raise my voice, that you raise your voice to join mine, join with Matt, to join fellow protesters. But Matt, you want to take a crack at responding to Paul's question?
No, and thanks for the call, Paul. No, I totally agree with Maggie. If you're a U.S. citizen, you need to go out and protest now. You need to raise your voice now. If you're not, if you're an immigrant, if you're on a green card or a student visa, the risk to you is much higher, frankly.
So correct.
I really respect people in those circumstances who are saying, look, it's just too dangerous for me. But for the rest of us who are U.S. citizens, we got to protest now. And Paul's absolutely right. You know, Tom Tiffany, he's doing nothing. He's doing worse than nothing. He voted last week to say that Trump could deport U.S. citizens. That's who Tom Tiffany is.
Yeah, a jellyfish, an invertebrate, has more vertebrate than Tom Tiffany, DVO, Brian Stile, Tony Weed. I'm looking at all you guys. We're going to continue to dig in. 855-752-4842. Also, coming up next, you know Donald Trump just told Enrique Tarrio he loves him? Yeah, that's the guy that helped foment a violent mob to beat up on cops. It just happened to be on January 6th. They just happened to be supporting Donald Trump. So no crime there. Pardons for everybody. Our discussion of the weekend's news, as well as Donald Trump's shocking Meet the Press interview, continues next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.